be seated. She went to preaching. She didn't pray, she went to preaching. All that praying been going on already. Y'all prayed this morning. John chapter 6. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Apostle Paul wrote about the Lord's Supper, the communion table. It's all recorded. I read them over and over this week. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Apostle Paul give us some insight on the communion table. Here in John, it get a little thicker. It has to be understood by revelation. In reading in John 6, a shocking statement is made by Jesus in the 48th verse. I am that bread of life. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's in reference to Holy Communion. When we come before this table, he's reminding us, you can eat me. Yes. When you eat from this table, you're eating the bread of life.
Yes, sir.
Which can handle any impossibility.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I want you to record communion is a weapon. Communion is a supernatural weapon, just like the name of Jesus. Every time you partake of communion, and he says, often as you can do it as many times as you want. It releases miracles. Now he described in the 49th verse, they had a miracle bread in the Old Testament. The Lord rained manna down from heaven. But it wasn't as powerful as this bread you about to partake. Do you understand that? You see the 49th verse, your father did eat manna in the wilderness.
Well,
look what he says next. Dead. Okay. Now this, if you read further, we'll see what the Holy Spirit is aiming to show us. Matter of fact, you're not going to be able to understand communion without look at 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. I'll get it back there, but I believe that's it. 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. There's three emphasis that has, is that right?
The yes, sir.
13 and 14?
Yes, sir.
There's three emphasis that has to be revealed to you. What I say, it had to be what?
Revealed.
All right, now, this is not a ritual.
No.
This is not a religion. And this communion is not, listen to me very carefully, a routine.
No.
Okay? Today, I want you to have expectation for miracle. Let me say this. Nothing is impossible today. Communion is supernatural medication. It's supernatural medicine. It's medicine that didn't come out of a lab. It came off a cross. I want you to expect something to happen this morning. How many of you can get to agree with me? Something out of the ordinary. Your body may be shocked with deliverance any minute. Something you may be carrying 25 years. But while we preach today, I'm expecting the Holy Ghost to do something up in here. How many in agreement with me? I don't want nothing regular this morning. Jesus said, as we partake of his table, he's the bread of life.
Yes.
He's the bread of healing.
Yes.
He's the bread of health.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting today. Notice in the 50th verse, he says, this is the bread. Now notice this, what's coming down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof, is not like the other bread, and not die. You see it? He goes on further. John records a deeper insight of just what I want to get over this morning. In the 51st verse, now notice we're talking about communion. We're talking about the Lord's table.
Yes,
we're talking about what we're about to do.
Yes,
what we're about to partake of. We can't take it routinely.
Yes,
we got to expect. Well, let's go back to that verse. Go back to communion is insignificance without, go back to 2 Corinthians, without the communion of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The Holy Ghost will have to communicate to you the life that is in communion. Oh, my, oh, my. The Holy Ghost up in here this morning has to communicate to you the life that is in the communion. It's not regular. It's not routine. It's not a ritual. It's not religious. It's a revelation that can explode in here at any moment.
Yes.
If I get enough of you all believing, something's going to happen in here today.
Yes.
Arian's going to be replaced.
Yes.
Now you must get ready to say, I'm going to get what belonged to me today. Line, I want you to say the same thing. I want you to get ready because I'm expecting miracles. And I'm going to do whatever the Lord tell me to do these few months. But this is so powerful. You see, there are three things you're dealing with. I want you to look at Scotalamensikondar. Look in 2 Corinthians 13, 14, because I want you to see these three things. They're all on this table.
Yes, sir.
What? What? All three of those things in that voice is on this table. And when you put that bread in your mouth, all three going in. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for his grace. You see that? All right. Secondly, and the love of God. All on that table. Now it's going to take the third one for you to get it.
Yes.
See, even though the grace is there, even though the love is there,
yes,
but it's going to take the third one for you to get it.
Yes.
The communion,
yes, sir,
of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
mixed with the communion of Jesus.
Yes.
And they become one.
Yes.
And you see and you understand and you know how to receive it.
Yes.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Never take communion by yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Today, you're going to be escorted into the manifestation of communion.
Yes.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
How many see the difference now?
Yes.
See. Because of not understanding the fullness and the power of communion, communion is aligned with mysteries, kingdom mysteries. And the only one who can reveal mystery is the Holy Ghost. The mystery in what you need today will come forth. Expect great things for that child. You understand? Nothing impossible. You understand me?
Amen.
All right. I saw you praying God doing prayer. I was looking right at you. Expect great things. Nobody, you never shut off. You never shut out. When you know how to get in the presence of God and believe what he says. Look what he's saying here. Look at his 51st verse. John 6:51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Now, if he shall live forever, if that bread can produce forever living, why can't it handle something I'm dealing with right now? But it's going to take faith. It's going to take expectation. It's going to take act like you got it already. Who with me here? Who listening? There will be a divine change in your life today. Your steps going to be different. Your words going to be different. Your prayer going to be different. Your life going to be different because you're going to partake of this table in a different way today. Expecting. All right, I'll say it, Lord. Don't ever settle for a report above this table. You heard that?
Yes.
Who understood that now? See, no matter what report you have, no matter who gave it to you, and no matter how long you had it, this table can change it. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Our God is a miracle working God. I heard the Holy Ghost say this. It's going to help you. We must stop accepting methods over miracles. Better write that down. We got to stop accepting man's method over God's miracles. I want my miracle. Say it. We got miracles in here right now. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3. I look at 3 miracles this morning. God did some things supernatural for us. Thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
As you may be seated. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. We're about to eat from it, right? And the bread that I will give, look now, it's hard to understand this. Watch what happens. Is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now, verse 52 is where people get puzzled when Jesus goes to talking like this. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And see, it's the same way, if you don't watch yourself, I will say some things about this table. And you say, huh, how can that be? Same trick from the enemy. Everybody here can get healed this morning. Oh, watch this. Everybody's life can be extended this morning. All right, I'll follow the Holy Ghost. Because he showed me something. And I'm going to show it to you. If you understand the Lord's table, there is a fivefold revelation of what belonged to you. a fivefold revelation of what belongs to you. It's written out. It's so clear. As a matter of fact, I use it every day. Turn to Psalm 103. And look at somebody and tell them it's over. Tell them it's already done. Tell them I'm about to eat it and drink it. This is a, watch what I say now. Turn to Psalm 103. This is a supernatural meal. You're feeding your spirit, your soul, and your body when you take Holy Communion right. Are you listening to me? This is a supernatural meal. This is not a regular meal. All right, this is not a Piccadilly meal. Or J. Alexander meal. Or wherever you're going when you leave your meal. Say supernatural meal.
Supernatural.
What that mean? I'ma tell you, let me tell you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Please hear me. Nothing impossible. When you eat at this table, nothing is impossible. If thou can believe,
yes, sir.
All things are possible to them that believe it.
Yes,
say, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Yes, sir. Now, in this 103rd Psalm, it said, bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. You see that the first verse? Second verse said, bless the Lord. Oh, here we go. Now this, the Lord revealed to me, this is the communion table, the second verse. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his what?
Benefits.
Benefits. It named the five benefits this table set up. They're listed there. Because of this table, I'm not going to hell. Well, you won't answer on that. Because of this table, I am born again. Because of this table, I'm a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature. What? Because of this table. John 1:12, but as many as receive him, because of this table, I got the power to be a son of God. Hallelujah. Let me preach up in here. Because of this table, I'm not going to hell. Because of this table, I'm not dying ahead of time. And because of this table, Satan ain't gonna drag me to death. I'm not dying crazy. Just dragging me for 7 or 8 years, just dragging me. No, he's not gonna drag you. Long as you understand, take this table right. When you get ready to go, you just lay down and go to sleep. Anybody with me up in here? Because of this table. Now, it's crucial that when we serve today, that you know all five of these things already yours.
Yes, sir.
And this table, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is a confirmation of your rights.
Yes.
When you take it, you take in everything that Jesus had done. Matter of fact, I'm going to go in Psalm, but I'm going to show you something. On this table is Christ, the cross, resurrection, all on this table. Instruction. The ascension is on this table. You remember when he went up?
Yes,
see, the instruction is he instructed his disciples before he left. He said, but you shall receive power.
Yes, sir.
Acts 1 and 8.
Yes, sir.
About the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Stir me up right now. So I can hear the voice of the apostle. See, oh my katana. Oh my. One of the problems of the church, oh my Lord, must I say this? They have not heard apostolic teaching on communion. It all been pastoral. Promotion cometh to your house this morning. Promotion cometh to your life this morning. Promotion cometh above all situation that is hindering you in any way this morning. Don't take it by feeling. Take it by faith. So when this bread and blood hit your body today, you're taking Christ, you're taking the cross, you're taking the resurrection, you're taking instruction, you're taking the ascension. Remember he got up? You're taking the seated position. You remember he sat down? You with me? You're taking the sending of the Holy Spirit, because when he sat down, they sent their Holy Spirit, right? Talk to him, man. You're taking the sealing of the rapture. And along with that, this morning, you're taking a kingdom takeover. I'll say it that way, Lord. And no, I never heard it before. This table is supernatural nutrition. It'll go in and change a heart. It'll go in and the doctor thought they saw something, but when they got in there, they couldn't find nothing. He's standing right in here today. He's standing here right there. It'll go what the doctor told the wife, saying, no more we can do. We're ready to shut the thing off. She said, no, don't shut it off right now. The Lord ain't through talking to me. He's sitting in here today. Boy, you got a believing woman. You better hold on to her. A woman know how to fight. What? On both of those cases. Sit down. Let's look at these five benefits. I don't want you to take yours. Put it back up there. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Oh, somebody shout on that, man. See, we take that too lightly, man. Do you? I'm going to meet you myself. Do you know how many times I need to be forgiven? And you got future stuff coming up. Because you're not perfect. But he covered all that. Covered all my mistakes, all my shortcomings. Come on here now, somebody. Are you thankful for that? He forgave all my iniquities and all the mistakes I make now. As long as I stick with him. But look at the next one. Now my cry now, oh Lord, help me. How in the hell are you sick? If he said he healed all thy diseases, you know why? We have not come to this table expecting. Listen to me, I'll say it another way. We come in this table just respecting. Talk to me now. We love God. We respect God. We want to take communion, but respecting is not good enough for God. God wants you expecting him to do something out of the ordinary for you because you his child. So are you not going to take this table just respecting God? You're going to take this table expecting from God. Let me say this again. There's no close case at this table. In other words, it's not over till this table speak. But the table can't speak without your faith. Look at somebody next to him. Tell them you're powerful. And tell them you better know it. Tell them you better know it. Go ahead, let's go to the next one. Heal it all. I can stay on healing all the diseases. What? Look at the next one.
Hallelujah.
What? Let me ask you a question. What? I'm about to lose it. What are you dealing with now? Why would you accept it? Why would you agree with it? He said, who redeemeth, Bring me one of them trays here. Bring me one of them things here. I'm gonna set it up here. I want one setting up here with me. Yes. Set it right here. He said, who, thank you, son. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? I'm gonna name a few things. Sickness, is that destruction?
Yeah.
I'm gonna name one, and ma'am, some of y'all gonna find up on broke. Is that destruction?
Yeah.
Husband and wife not getting along.
That's destruction. Come on.
Talking about I can't find no husband. That's destruction. I can't find no wife.
Come on.
Come on, Dad. Come on. Table deal with that too.
Yes.
Wow. Online, up in here. All destructive things have to leave this house today. Miracles, signs, and wonders come to your life today. Say, I receive it.
I believe it.
Thank you, Jesus. Watch what I say. There's nothing regular about us. Actually, my brothers and sisters, we run the show. Nobody got as much power as you have with Christ in you, the Holy Spirit in you, and the kingdom of God on the inside of you, and the word of God on the inside of you, and faith is on the inside of you. Don't you let no culture drag you down thinking they're taking over. Because they're not. You're not taking me over. Say it. Redeem your life from destruction. Who cry to thee with love and kindness and tender mercy. That's all come from this table. Look at the next thing. Then in Psalm 103, I think it's verse 5. What? What? Now, listen very carefully, because somebody need to hear this. When you say satisfy our mouth with good things, I want you to remember these words. We got this. Let that come out your mouth. When something going wrong, when it looks like it's not going to work out, Be anointed enough to say. I said, be anointed enough to say, we got this. Say it. That's right. Whatever you're dealing with right now, this table is saying, trust him, say it. Notice we're not dealing with no category. No impossibility. Because we're dealing with God. Now, whatever you're dealing with right now, I want you to take this word prophetically. We got this. Just keep saying them. Whatever you're dealing with, in your car, in your bedroom, whatever, just keep saying it, because you prophesy. We got this. The devil cannot stay in the presence of a person prophesying like this. He already know he defeated. And yet you talking about we got this. You know you're talking about God. You're talking about Jesus. You're talking about the Holy Ghost. And you know that. And you don't lock your faith into that. We got this. Anybody help? We got this. Sapphire marble goes so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Y'all stop all talking all that old talk. And I'm over the hill. Get out of my face. I ain't going over the hill with you. All on this table. Sit down. I'm going to preach a little longer. Sit down. Take notes here. We must not get stuck in the history of communion. But the unfolding of the mysteries of communion. Look at this scripture with me. Look at Mark 4:11. Mark 4:11, and he, Jesus, said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. So, in Satan's eyes, in demon false eyes, communion is a parable. Yeah. Good God Almighty, I wish I had somebody listening. It's a revelation to us. But it looks stupid to a natural man. Yes. Talk about you eating the Lord's body. You're going to be, in a few minutes, you're going to be putting it in your mouth, talking about this is the Lord's body. So it looks stupid to a natural man, but by revelation, you know what you're doing. Yes. As often as you eat this bread, you do show the Lord dead. What that mean? Till he come. What that mean? What you do show the Lord death till he come. What that mean? What he paid for. Yes. We're not talking about seeing Jesus bleeding, hanging on a cross. We're talking about the results. Yes. That you know what the results is. You don't want to see him hanging there. No, because they tell me he came down. Yes. And they buried him. Yes. Someone said, the scripture says, but on the third day, got up and decreed, some power's in my hand. Half of the power's in my hand. Three quarters of the power in my hand. Over every situation. Call upon me and I answer you and show you great and mighty things. It's time now. Tell somebody it's time now. For the church to rise up. Nothing else got the answer. Jesus is the answer. And I got him on the inside of me. Talk to me now. Talk to me. I got him on the inside of me. And because I got him on the inside of me, I got all my answers. And I'm able to help somebody else. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. We've been stuck in the history of communion too long. It's time to eat this bread and know you're eating Jesus. It's time. See, but you got to have the element of faith. You got to have faith. Because you're feeling, you're just taking a piece of bread. But Jesus' life in his bread. This cup is Jesus' blood. It is supernatural medicine. You never heard that before. Not over no communion table. Shut up. You ain't never heard it before. But this morning you're going to take supernatural medicine. Whatever disease, whatever you're dealing with. It may not leave today, but it's going to leave tomorrow. It may not leave tomorrow, but it's going to leave next week. Because I'm going to keep on believing until it leaves. See, everything God do is instant, but it don't manifest instantly. Whatever you ask in my name. So you ask the Lord something in his name about your body, about your family or something. You ask it for it, and it's not there. It looked like it's not there. It's there, but now you got to walk by
faith
and not by
sight.
That's the end of all of your dilemmas right there. Let me read the scriptures to you again. This is not normal, but let me read it to you again. I got a set scripture we're preaching on. Verse 51. Yeah, verse 51. And I'll close in a minute, but verse 51. It's a closing and a comment. God is in control. Amen. Always in control. Look at that 51st verse. We were just preaching on that. He said, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. You see that? Look what he says next. If any man eat of this bread, what did he say next? He shall live how long?
Forever.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And I just need to talk to you a few minutes. The next verse, to the point of naturally not understanding the power of God and the abilities of God. God never failed and never leave you. Are you following me?
Yes.
Are you listening? He never fear you, never leave you. You have battles, you have fights. I know people going through battles right now, but you got to keep fighting.
Yes,
sir. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice that you can't get in verse 52 and get shut down. Verse 52, the Jews therefore strove among themselves saying, how can this man give his flesh to eat? You see, they were in the natural. See? Many of us step off in the natural a few minutes ago. You got to keep fighting.
Yes,
are you understanding me?
Yes,
he says then, Jesus says to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. You notice that?
Yes.
Physical alive, but spiritually dead.
Yes.
You must not fear the enemy. You got to keep on praising him and keep on serving him. your sadness is not supernatural. Are you following me? Let's stick with me a few moments. We're going to be a little longer today. Stick with me a few moments. He says, whosoever wishes for eating my flesh and drinking my blood have eternal life. What?
Yes, sir.
Have what kind of life?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. What kind of life that is? What kind of life that is? Eternal life. That mean you can't die? I'll raise him up at the last day.
Yes, sir.
He says, verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me. And I in him. When can Jesus die? When can the Holy Spirit die? As the living Father sent me and I live, watch, oh my goodness. And I live, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me and I live by what? By the Father. So, oh my. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat, in manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 I must say a few more things to you before I close. Amen. Yeah, I must say a few more things to you. Let me. Sit down a minute. And out of your mind in two places, but just stay here with me for a few moments. I've seen this before. Communion must be a divine encounter in your life every time you partake. A divine, and I'll tell you right now, we need a divine encounter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody say he never lost a battle.
Never.
But you get in the physical, you get in the flesh, and you lose every time. We've got to stay in faith. You have to be in the point you're not scared of nothing. Not even death. Now, the reason we need to understand, I got to preach a little more. The reason we need to understand communion is because of the Antichrist against it. Humanism. Corrupt cultures. Saying they're right. Waving a flag. Secular reasoning. Religious tradition, man-made organization,
yes, sir,
are all a hindrance to the flowing of the supernatural. Come on, try to pull yourself with me a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
So God gave us a revelation through communion to remind us of the price Christ paid on the cross.
Yes,
sir. This is what happened. Determining that we are totally free.
Yes.
Not one of you can be taken out.
Yes.
Why? You're already in. Don't preach it if you don't believe it. Fight. I call resurrection into my brother. But we got to continue, now listen very carefully, operating in supernatural faith. Now, if your faith gone, you wouldn't operate in supernatural faith. If your faith is gone right now, sitting here listening at me, you were not operating in supernatural faith. You operating in fair weather faith. This woman of God need us standing with her. Give me a minute. When you're operating in supernatural faith, there's absolutely nothing can stop you from honoring God by living a victorious life he paid for. I got to give it to you now. I'm going to say this statement and we'll see what y'all going to do with it. God is supernatural. God is not stopped on a sense level, physical level. He's more powerful than that. Listen to this next statement. And this is what communion is supposed to do for you. Jesus lives in a flesh body supernaturally. Come on now, catch this. Jesus lives in a flesh body supernaturally. This supposed to have you living in a flesh body supernaturally. That's why he was able to do so much. Everything come up against Jesus, Jesus had an answer for it. Why? He was in a physical body, but he was living supernatural. How you living? Don't lie to me. From this day forward, from this day forward, I want you to know you're in a body, but you got supernatural power. Nothing stopped Jesus. The storm, nothing stopped Jesus because he's operating in the supernatural.
That's right.
How many of y'all believe this? I'm going to bill you a little bit right now. The Holy Spirit is the supernatural carrier.
Yes, he is.
Communion is a reminder of your right to live in the supernatural every day. How many of y'all are telling the truth? You have not been living in the supernatural every day. Every little thing come along, you come natural. Faith has no naturalness in it. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Faith is full of miracles,
yes.
Signs,
yes.
Wonders.
Yes,
you hear that?
Yes.
Now here, exposure comes. There are people that around you, they're too close. This table, discernment will expose deception. You take this cup today, anybody around you deceptive, you're going to find them out. Supernaturally. And they might have been close to you a long time. But the next time they get close, you're going to see something. And you have the power to say bye-bye. Don't ever get too close to somebody you can't say bye. Can I go a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
It's time to get rid of this diluted gospel.
Yes, sir.
Sometime up and sometime down. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is a resurrected gospel, and no matter what happened, it's still alive. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, if you don't praise God when you're attacked, you don't got it. You say, well, Pastor, how you thinking now? I'm thinking faith. And I'm thinking that God is the realest person I ever knew. And I know, oh, hallelujah, he's always in charge. See, now, if you, I'm trying to close. If you got to see everything going right, you don't know God. I could fall down up here and start crying. And no, I got to keep fighting. I've seen too many miracles. I told you two miracles sitting here right now. Every doctor had folded their hands. But the wife didn't. And her girlfriend, she had that with her. Her sister who was there with her. I better not use the word girlfriend. Her sister in Christ who was there with her. Stood with her. And I saw the phenomenons on those doctors' face. And this, I was there, young and older doctor, just shaking their head. I don't know how he's still here, but we knew. I had a man fought in this church before, right over there. I just told the Lord I needed him. He got to tell somebody he wasn't dead. A doctor and three nurses say he dead. He said he wasn't dead. God got him up. Listen to me. Your deliverance. Oh, I want you to hear. I want you to hear this. Is a past tense fact. Y'all didn't answer loud enough for that. All of my deliverance are a past tense fact. Know this. God does not work from the beginning. God works from the end. Why are you so nervous at the beginning? Go to the end with God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Go on to the end. All form of demonic distraction knows who you are in Christ. Yes. Listen, communion is a divine reminder. Yes, we're going to go to the table in a few minutes. It's a divine reminder. Yes, a divine reminder. Yes. We're not just going through it.
No.
Communion is a divine reminder of the cross. And the covenant we have with Almighty God.
Yep.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
And I wrote this question for you. What happened when the communion of the Holy Ghost, the grace of God, and the love of God began to flow at the same time in one's heart? Let me ask that question again. What happened when the communion of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the grace of God, hallelujah, and the love of God, hallelujah, begin to flow at the same time in one heart. Yeah. You're under a test. You're under a test.
Yes.
We got to pass this test.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got the clue. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm trying to close, young lady. Turn to Psalm 139, yeah. Verse 23. I'll make a statement. Creating the right atmosphere in your heart. Search me, O God. Yes. No more heart. Yep. Try me. No more thoughts. And see if there be any, what am I say something else? Any weakness in me. Weakness is wicked. You got to be strong. Father, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your mind. Not in the power of your mind. In the power of his might. We got to stand in the power of his might right now. Hallelujah. Secondly, before we come to this table today, a little overtime today, operating with a clean heart. Psalm 51:7, David cried out, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. You lost your joy because the enemy tried to attack you. Can't lose your joy. Joy is the thing that keeps things going. See, if you go physical when the enemy attacks, you whip already. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I didn't hear what nobody else was saying. And I didn't see what nobody else was seeing. But I was seen in another realm. Come on here. Stay in the spirit. The flesh is a mess. You know, John 15:3 says you're clean through the word. Clean that, get that stuff out your heart. I'm going to be through in a few minutes, young man. I talk to them young people. I can't talk to y'all because y'all talk to them young people. Young people give me some energy. You have to make sure that your heart is controlled by the word of God. Look at Hebrews 4:12, the end of the verse. Know the intent, discern the intent and thoughts of my heart. That's what you got to do for communion. Hebrews 4:12. Give you two or three more. My heart put me in charge of my tongue. Luke 6:45. Look at that real quick. Right quick. My heart. We about to come to the table. My heart put me in charge of my tongue. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart. You don't let Satan put in your heart anything you won't put in that. Fear, doubt, sorrow, sadness. Look in Deuteronomy 11:13. I got to preach to you a little bit before you go. Deuteronomy 11:13. The power of a consecrated heart. Deuteronomy 11:13. We're going to go in a minute. Deuteronomy 11:13. It shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandment, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. The power of a consecrated heart. I may let you go home with this one. Now the revelation of communion, the cross, and a clean heart. You heard that? Yes. For now the revelation of communion, the cross, and a clean heart can become one. Yes, sir. Creating unstoppable faith. That's Galatians 2:20, 21. You give me 4 minutes to rattle off some things?
Yes, sir.
I got things I'm going to rattle off to close with. Can I rattle them all?
Yes, sir.
Releasing the sword, rod, and the staff. The 23rd Psalm is a prophecy of communion. Yes. What? You ever heard that? The 23rd Psalm is prophetic about communion, prophetic about the cross. That's why I say prepare a table before me. There it is.
Yes.
In the presence of my enemy. Not in my head with all my cup running over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow. It's prophetical. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. That is. Make me to lie down in green pasture. That is. You leave me beside the still water. That is. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? In the shadow of death, I feel no evil. That is. Why? That rod, that staff, they comfort me. Surely.
Goodness.
I'm looking at some of y'all faces. And mercy shall follow me all of my life. You're either ready to go or you can't handle it.
Come on.
All this preaching I've been doing up in here. Time to fight. Wearing a cross-releasing anointing. Write it down. You read it later on. This table caused that. Listen, your supply is unlimited. So that your calling to take care of business is unstoppable. All of us got a calling, you know. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you this. I can't touch it too much, but I'm going to tell it to you. Communion points back to the Garden of Eden. You heard about the Garden of Eden, right? Before they sinned? Huh? They had everything they wanted, right? That's what communion points, take you back to the Garden of Eden. Before Eve and Adam sinned. Communion puts you back in the garden. Y'all ain't hearing me. Communion points back to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
Oh boy, he with me on it. He got it. I was looking at some of y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing. My brothers and sisters, Mac Union men, come on. This is the communion table of miracles. As I pray over it, I got one up here, one of y'all boys to come get it. As I pray over today, let's take it over and partake for the family and what they're dealing with and pray miracles over their lives. But this table takes care of everything. Now, I need eating a piece of bread today. You're just not drinking a little juice today. You're eating the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any toxicity that's in your body. Now, I'm present at taking communion every day right now. Because I got to preach this. I'm going to come up and preach again next Sunday. That's more so we can get a... Oh, I want to scream just now. We'll get a hold of this thing. Once you get a hold of this thing, I can go to bed and go to sleep. I know you know how to take care of yourself. So, Father, we stretch your hand this way. Father, we stretch our hand over this table. Thank you for my brother. You're taking care of him and the family. Thank you for supernatural things that happen to everybody under the sound of my voice. As they partake of the table, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help us to understand what we're doing here. We're eating Jesus' body, and we're drinking Jesus' blood. Any sickness, disease, malfunctioning, when that communion go down in our bodies, we receive all the benefits of the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, you know, this is further I can take it. So each person now, they've heard some things that clarify how important this table is. And you say, as often as you eat this bread, the disciples broke bread, Father, every day in the temple and from house to house, so they knew the revelation of it. I thank you when I take this bread today, and when anybody in this place take this bread today, any disease or sickness is going to be driven out. Any shortcoming on their life is going to be advanced to a longer position. We take the five benefits from Psalm 103. Yes. We thank you that our iniquities are forgiven, that you heal all our diseases, deliver our life from destruction, crown our head with loving, kind, and tender mercy, and you satisfy our mouth with communion. In Jesus' name, amen. Start serving the people.